During questions to Minister Bruton this morning, Deputy Charlie McConnellogue asked about the government's capital and infrastructure plan. In response to a question about specific projects, Minister Bruton gave a generic answer about Enterprise Ireland and IDA support for Donegal companies and the importance of the Letterkenny Institute of Technology.
Enterprise Ireland runs many initiatives to help sustain existing jobs and to create new jobs in the county, and provides funding to the Institute of Technology in Letterkenny to build research capabilities in County Donegal and the North West region. Donegal's industry base is transforming from the clothing and textile industry to high-tech, high-skill activity, and IDA Ireland actively promotes Donegal as a successful location for high-end manufacturing.
Deputy McConnellogue accused the Minister of waffling and asked him if projects such as the Letterkenny-Lifford Road, Bonagee Link and Cockhill Bridge would be supported.
With due respect, all I got from you was a lot of waffle, Minister, in relation to the specifics of the question I asked you. And I'll point out three projects to you in particular that I would like an answer in relation to. First of all, Minister, the Letterkenny to Lifford link in relation to the A5 dual carriageway. Secondly, the Bonagee link in Letterkenny. And thirdly, Minister, the Cockhill Bridge in Macrana. That's three specific projects which are ready to go. Is there any plans in relation to those?
In response, Minister Bruton questioned whether Deputy McConnellogue understands his department's responsibilities and powers. He suggested the questions might be asked elsewhere.
I think, you know, the Deputy has a total misunderstanding of the purpose of the capital budget allocated to my department. My department's capital budget is to support enterprises who are growing their businesses. It isn't available for road projects. Such projects would have to be funded by other departments, and perhaps he would direct his questions to those departments.
Deputy McConnellogue countered that he perfectly understands the Minister's brief. He pointed out that the investment programme was designed to create jobs, adding that the Donegal projects he's advocating have the potential to stimulate much investment in Donegal.
You have a plan for 2012-2016, as the Capital and Infrastructure Development Plan. I'm well aware other departments are involved in relation to roads projects, etc. But I am putting those as three specific projects which could help create jobs.
Mr. Bruton said he doesn't doubt the merit of the Donegal projects, but repeated he cannot do anything to progress them.
The proposals for enterprise development come from companies either visiting and choosing to allocate, to locate or grow, or Irish-owned companies who want to start up or develop. Those are the if you like, the main vehicles for spending from my department, from the capital allocation. And there will be a significant portion going to Donegal. Truth is that I cannot build roads. I'm sure there's great merit in the Deputy's proposal, but I'm not the minister who can do it.